Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. I tell you what, I am on a roll. I am excited. It's been a great morning. Got up at about 5 o'clock, was out doing some study time, some working on the net, met with my accountability partner this morning. We had a great time, and I tell you what, for any of you that live in the Destin area, man, if you need a great chiropractor, Dr. Tim is the man. And, you know, this, he doesn't pay me to do this. It's just he's a brother, and man, we do a lot of stuff together inside, outside of network marketing and consulting, and it's like, wow, you know, when you start a day off fresh, it is just powerful. But today we're finishing up on Robert Polarini's book, The Other 8 Hours. I actually have learned to say his name after 2 weeks. Maximize Your Free Time, Create New Wealth and Purpose. I'm going to miss this. This is a book that I have written in almost like I did Socialnomics with Eric Pullman. Just a powerful, powerful book. But today it's about finding your pulse. You know, uncover your passions and your ideal life. That is the key here. And most people don't understand what to do. And there's 6 things that I want to cover in this 30 minutes as we finish out his book. And I'm going to tell you what they are real quick. Number 1 is embrace the gap. Number 2, create a mantra. Number 3 is identify the priority. Number 4 is create goals. Number 5 is expect setbacks. And number 6, habitualize. Now this is going to be great. Let's look at number 1, embrace the gap. The gap is the divide, and this is how Robert writes this. Listen to this. The gap is the divide between where you are and where you want to be. But the kicker here is you don't need to be afraid of that gap. You don't need to look at it like it's the Grand Canyon and there's no way across, or maybe it's like the Royal Gorge and the only way to go across it's on a tightrope. It's not like that. Okay, you're going to cross and you're going to make it happen, but here's the kicker. There's also going to be more than one gap that you're going to have to embrace. Let's take myself personally here. When I started the year, at the beginning of the year, I weighed 224 pounds. I'm looking up here at my chart. And on the last time I weighed was on 313. Is that right? No, it was on 3-4. I weighed 211.98 pounds. And it's like this, or actually that was February 1st. February 1st, I weighed 211.98 pounds. I'm actually below where I needed to be. On 3-10, I weighed 204. I'm continuing to go down, but there's still a gigantic gap because my ideal weight's 165. I'm going from 224 to 165. I understand that there's a gap there, but I understand I've got to work through the gap, you know, to make it work. And here's some things that Robert writes in here, and it's on the different areas, but let's look at connection. Feeling connection and a sense of belonging is critical to living a full and happy life. And he breaks it down into family. You know, and he asks these hard questions, so you need to get this book. You know, are you connected with family? Are you happy with your marriage? Do you feel closer to or more distant from your spouse each year? Are your needs being met? Is there a disconnect between you and your parents or your siblings? Are you thrilled with the relationships with your children? I mean, these are tough questions you've got to ask. How about your friends? Are you happy with the numbers of friends you have? Do you feel connected with your friends? Community. Do you feel part of the community? Spiritually, are you connected? Are you satisfied with your spiritual journey or religious journey? Do you desire more spiritual knowledge? You know, do you desire more wisdom? He talks about health. You know, are you getting enough exercise? Do you get enough nutrition? Talks about finances. You know, are you happy with the amount of money you have? Are you investing the right amount? Talks about your career. You know, where are you at career-wise? Are you happy? Are you growing? Do you want to change? You got to be connected in all these areas. Talks about growth. You know, your hobbies. You know, are you happy? Do you want to get more? Are you bored often? What about your personal development? You know, are you taking time to read a book? Are you taking time to grow spiritually? Are you taking time to go out and see the world a little bit? You've got to connect. How you're feeling, and guys, this is so critical. Your emotions dictate the connection that you're having or the disconnect that you have. You have to have those emotions into play. How you feel is important. Prime example here, and this is going to freak people out probably, but emotions are really like time. It's just a time pendulum when you think about this. Here's why I say that. Have you ever gone through a time when you're so excited and you're so happy that it seems like an hour was just 5 minutes? But yet you've been in situations where you were so stressed, so bored, so angry, whatever, it seems like that the time would just draw on and an hour seemed like an eternity. Think about that. Your emotions play everything. They're the key. Number two, create a mantra. You've got to have a powerful mantra, what I call a creed or something that you're so bound to, a covenant, you know, to take it to the old language. And one mantra probably isn't going to do it. You're going to need a mantra for each area of your life. Now, Robert's got a good point there, but here's my mantra. And it covers every aspect of my life. I am truly living an epic adventure. Every area of my life, I'm on an adventure. I'm in some area, and that helps me. It lets me grow. But here's what you want your mantra to be. You want it to be short. You want it to be a phrase that's 4 to 6 letters. Just like I said, I'm living an epic adventure. You know, anything longer than that, now you want it to cover your core value, your core beliefs. I believe everything is an adventure. I believe if you go look at the greatest adventures that have ever been written, if you go look at the greatest adventures in the movies, you see that it's a journey. It's an up, it's a down, it's a high, and it's a low. But at the end of the day, the good guys and girls win. The crusade is fulfilled. The mission is accomplished. Call me a romantic. I married one, so that's it. You know, it's got to be controllable. You've got to know that you're personally in control of it. I'm in control whether I'm living an epic adventure or not. It's got to be inspiring. You know, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see when I put up there, living an epic adventure, and then I'll put a hyphen. I'll put loving my wife. Playing with my kids. Man, people get inspired and they write themselves about that. It's so cool to see. It's got to be realistic. You know, that's the name of the game. You got to cover every aspect, family, friends, spiritual, charity, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's got to be a covered. The goal of the mantra is to keep you inspired and to help you quickly make decisions. Folks, I'm telling you, if you haven't bought Robert's book, you got to go buy it. It's so good. Number three is identifying priorities. Now, there's way too much time on 30 minutes to cover this. You have to get this book, but what you've got to look at when you're identifying your priorities, if you're going to fill that gap, if you're going to hit your purpose, if you're going to fulfill the mission that you're on, then you got to prioritize things in your life. I try to have three priorities, really four. I put my spiritual life above everything else. I want my relationship with Jesus Christ to constantly be solid, and I fall short on it every day. I want my relationship with Paige to continue to grow, and after a quarter of a century, 25 years almost, I love that woman more today than I did when I watched her walk up a ladder and sway that little backside the very first time. What we have been through, most couples couldn't have survived one of them, and we've survived them all with the grace of God. I know where I want that gap to be. I'm constantly going to be focused on that. That's my second priority. My third priority is with my children. I want to make sure that I do everything possible to have a relationship with them where they know they can come to me with anything. Number four is my business and my charitable outreach. I combine those because I do a lot of charity work within my business. And I try to keep those priorities straight all the time. Try to help fill that gap. I watch what I do. Now, does it work all the time? No, but priorities are personal. And whatever your priorities are, if you get them in line and if you identify them and you stay focused on them, then the rest of it's going to happen. That's the way it works. Number four, create goals. I just told you my goal. January 4th, I weigh 224. December 31st, my goal is to weigh 165. I'm well on my goal. I'm working right. I'm working out every day. I'm exercising. I'm eating right. Taking my supplements. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I want to be around for another 100 years and watch my great-great-grandbabies get married. You've got to create your goals. But here's what you've got to do. Write these down. This is important. Your goals have got to be inspiring. You know, Robert, I'm telling you, folks, this is just great. Robert writes it this way: your goal might not inspire me, but it had better light a fire under you. And that's a true statement. It has to. Number two, it has to be measurable. Your goals must be attainable. You've got to be able to measure your progress. I've got down here quarterly, you know, on 1-4, 2-1, 3-4, 3-10. I mean, I've got it all down how much I'm going to be weighing it each time. You've got to be able to measure them in dollars and cents and weight and in days, months, years, whatever the case is. That's the name of the game. They got to be purposeful. Here's how Robert writes this. Your goal must support your values and your mantra. If there is a conflict between your goals, you will not achieve them. Folks, listen to me here. I'm living an epic adventure. I'm the hero in my own story. I don't want to be a bald-headed, dull, disillusioned fat guy. I might as well be playing the movie Dumb and Dumber. Jake and the Fat Man. That isn't what I want. I'm married to a romance writer. I've got two beautiful girls. They're going to end up needing me to walk them down the aisle. I've got boys that they're going to eventually think they can kick my butt. I've got granddaughters that are going to want me to be there at their wedding. Do not think that my goals are purposeful. I've got a passion for them. They have to be action involved in these. This is big. You've got to have an activity. Nothing happens without action. You can't just think, I'm going to think about it and it's going to happen. Doesn't work that way. The outcome of your goal has to be set up with what you're doing constantly. There's a good friend of mine, he has a band. His name's Steve Fee, and his band's named Fee, and they wrote this song called "I'm Going to the Promised Land." And all through that, it's full of action, stuff that he's taken on his way to the promised land. Love that song, but that's what you've got to do. Your goals have to be controllable. If you can't control your goals, then you really don't have a goal. It's that plain and simple. You can't write down the goal, hey, I want my wife to lose 25 pounds. You have no control over that. You have to be able to control the outcomes of your goals, or at least the actions of your goals. I shouldn't say the outcome, but the action of your goals. It has to be something that you can do. They have to be time specific. Every goal has to have a start date and a finish date. Now, the dates can change periodically, but you've got to have them time specific. It's the name of the game. When you do that, the sky's the limit. And here's what you can do to help you remember this. Write down the word on a piece of paper, going from top to bottom, the word impact. I-M-P-A-C-T. By the word I, write inspiring. By the word M, write measurable. By the letter P, write purposeful. By the letter A, write active. By the letter C, write controllable. And by the letter T, write time specific. See where I just got that? Isn't Robert, I'm telling you, he is rocking, dude. He has got this thing down pat, and I love him for it. Number five, you have to expect setbacks. And this is life. Deal with it. Not everything's going to go perfect. You know, I knew at 16 years old, as Paige walked up a ladder in front of me, that I had fallen in love. At least it was fallen in lust, if nothing else. But as we have grown, our love has become deeper, but there's been many setbacks along the way. My stupidities. I can remember our first 5 years in the marriage. You know, I had an affair. I mean, it was a terrible time. I was not living for Christ. It was a screwed up mess. We made it through that. The next 5 years, we started watching my son go to prison. The next 5 years, we started seeing Tessa with her birth defects. This last few years, this last 10 years actually, has been pretty good. But not without financial hiccups, not without children, not without grandkids, not without our kids getting pregnant out of wedlock. I mean, everything that you don't want to go through, we've gone through. But the setbacks haven't held us back. Our most current setback is the fact that my son's in prison, my daughter-in-law's in prison, our grandbaby's with a stranger, somebody that's not a relative. And we're having to work on that through the court system. There's always going to be setbacks. Who cares? Do you not think that everything in life had to have a setback? There's always a setback. That's just part of life. But here's some things that you can write down. These are some things that you can cover. Number one, no time. See, if you like to load up on the goals, you like to really rock it out, you're going to find out that you don't have time for everything, and something's going to fall through the cracks. So simplify your life a little bit. You know, look at your goals, find out which ones are important, and get rid of the rest of them. If you've got the book, reread chapter 3. I'm glad Robert put that in there. Number two, setbacks can cause you to lose motivation, and I don't want to see that happen. Robert talks about how he built a dream board. I built a dream folder. It was a 3x5 or an 8.5x11 3-ring binder, and we still have it, and we still look at it. You know, setbacks will get you distracted if you let them. You can't let them get you distracted. Put them in their priorities. Put them in their spot. For you guys and gals that use the Bible as part of your foundation, here's a suggestion I'll make for you. You need to remember that in Proverbs it says that you make your plans, but God. So when you have these setbacks, don't worry about it. Don't get distracted. Just keep focused on where you're supposed to go. Distractions, number four, can cause a fear of failure. Oh my gosh, I'm going to lose it. I'm not going to make it. What's going to happen? Man, don't stress on that. Just keep rocking this thing out. That's the name of the game. That's the key. See, if you do that, if you stay focused, don't let the setback. Understand they're going to be there. Write them down. Learn from them, but keep cranking forward. Number six, you got to habitize. You got to write it down. You got to do it. You got to write it down. You got to do it. You got to write it down. You got to do it. You can't just write it down and do nothing. In other words, you got to stop talking and start getting. You've got to start using your other 8 hours to create the life that you want. When you create the habit, here's what you end up doing. You put a block of time for everything. I have a block of time through my day where I do all kinds of stuff. Yesterday I shot 5 videos, turned the phones off and shot 5 videos. I put 2 up yesterday. We're putting 2 up today. I'll put 1 up tomorrow. I had it all planned because I knew I needed to get some other stuff done. I wouldn't have time to shoot video. See, when you bracket your day, you're doing good. When that bracket's up, you go to your next objective. You keep cranking. So here's how you're going to do this. Number one, block out fixed commitments on your calendar. Very important. Put it in there. Know what you're doing. Have it in front of you. Use Outlook. Use a Franklin Covey, whatever it is you've got. Franklin Covey. Number two, replace your morning routine, and that's spelled M-O-U-R-N. Oh my, what am I going to do? How am I going to get it done? Cut that crap out. Get up earlier if you need to. My days used to start at 6:30. Ever since we've changed this daylight savings time stuff, I'm getting up at 5:30, and that's even better. I probably do more in the morning than before people get up than most people do all day. Starting to sound like an army deal. Yeah, but that's the way you want to do it. You want to run that way. Get this stuff done. The faster and the earlier you do, you know, I get up and walk. I get up and run. Whatever I'm going to do, I do it fresh. I keep my energies up. I've got a workout bar right here in the office. I got barbells. I'm constantly staying pumped as I get my stuff done. It's the way it is, man. You got to keep your blood flowing. You need a power journal. You know, write down. See, I've got 2 or 3 journals. One of them is my personal journal where I write down stuff about my life. The other is a spiritual journal, and the other one is my what I would call my success journal. He calls a power journal. Where I write stuff in it that I've learned. It keeps me going, keeps me cranking, keeps me rolling. See, that's the name of the game. That's what you've got to do if you're going to get stuff going the way it needs to be done. You've got to stay focused and stuff. Another thing that he covers in here when you're creating habitudes, and I think this is great, is you guys need to start out with a good breakfast. And yeah, it's a little health-oriented, but you need a good breakfast. I don't care if it's a protein drink. I don't care if it's meat and potatoes. But you got to have a good breakfast to get that protein, those carbs, get everything down inside of you. That's the name of the game. bracket out. Now that number one, let's go back. I don't want to throw y'all off here. Number one was bracket or block out fixed commitments on your schedule. Number two is replace your morning routine. Number three is bracket your day. How much time are you going to sleep? How much time are you going to work? How much time are you going to spend on the other 8 hours? That has to be done. Number four, block other commitments. If you're going to go hang out on the families Fridays after the radio show, you know, pretty much 9 to noon, you know, it's beach time, it's family time, it's whatever. Saturday morning, Paige's day. We go grab a bite to eat, fruit, bagels, something somewhere, and we head down the beach. You got to block out those other commitments. And it doesn't matter if you're building a business and somebody calls you and says, hey, I need you, say, you know what, I've already got other commitments. I can't do that. You don't have to tell them what they are, but, you know, you just can't do it. Now, find other open areas in your day. Now, I want to tell you, Robert calls this the gapping method. Goal achievement plan is what that stands for. So you need to gap your day. I mean, that's a big, big deal there. You got to take care of that. So number five, find some open areas. Any of the open space that you have in your day, then you need to look at that and say, okay, now I can focus on my goals and my ventures there. I'm not working for the man. I'm not sleeping. I don't have other priorities. This is the time that I can work on my goals, on my dreams, on my personal development, whatever the case is. That's what you want to do. Number six, schedule your goals. Now, when you're placing your goals inside your goal achievement plan, listen to me here. You need to consider three things. Energy. When's your best energy rolling? Some people are morning, some are night, so figure it out. The flow. Okay, you got to be conscious of how your day flows so that you're making sure you're moving from one activity to the next and you truly have time where you're blocking in your goals. And the third thing is your surroundings. You know, Paige can write just about anywhere, but the best place for her to write is in seclusion or out on the deck or out by the pool or out by the beach. So you need to make sure you know that when you're focusing on your goals. Number seven, create the task. Okay, we use mind mapping, and I'm glad to see Robert does that too. But you've got to be able to create the task and be using a mind mapping method or whatever method you use so that everything lines up together. That's so important. And if you want to, prime example, I want to lose 25 pounds. Okay, the first thing I might do is get clearance from the doctor. In my case, I didn't need to get clearance from the doctor. I already knew he wanted me to lose weight. So I went right to number two. I checked my weight. I checked my body mass index. Knew what I needed to do. Number three was I started working out. Number four, I measure myself weekly on my Wii. Number five, I'm eating better. Number six, setting up better. I'm getting better sleep. I'm exercising more. See, you gotta have it all out. So make sure that you've put all of that down and created your tasks, because your tasks are going to be what gets you going the way you need to go. Number eight is chunking multiple tasks. What can you cover all at once? Well, if I need to go to the grocery store for Paige, couldn't I ride my bike and do that? Makes sense. You know, if I need to exercise but I want to get personal development time in, then I might as well take my iPod with me and be listening to some Anthony Robbins or Harry Wilkes or somebody that's got some motivational training out there and listen to it. That's the key. And it's always good to have this written down. I told you guys, my gap, my goal achievement plan is literally inside of a three-ring binder, and it covers everything in my life, every role that I play. Number nine is create energy. Okay, this is, you got to be focused. And now, music can do this. A good motivational speaker can do this. You know, working with your spouse can do this. Good nutrition, what you're eating can help you do this. You know, all of that kind of stuff can be inspiration. Now, I'll tell you what, when I need a really good boost of inspiration, Now, this may be crazy for some people, but I put in an action movie, or I watch a rerun of The A-Team. You know, I mean, Steven Seagal and I mean, we're like brothers, man. I've watched his movie so many times. I'm also one of his friends on Facebook. But, you know, sometimes you just got to get that boost of energy. I'll watch a Bruce Willis movie or something. Get something cranking. Get it rolling. That's what it's going to take to get you where you need to go. That's the name of the game. Folks, this book was full of inspiration. It was full of nuts and bolts. One of the best books I've read. I did a video review of this over on Amazon. I believe every person should have this book and they should follow it over and over and over. I'm creating 7 new trainings just off of the information in this book. It was so powerful. Covered everything that you need. There is no excuse in your life. I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your background is. I don't care who you are. This book right here should be the catalyst to get you moving forward, to get you taking it to that next level. Another 8 Hours by Robert Polarini. Maximize your free time to create new wealth and purpose. That's the key. This afternoon on ACES Radio Live with Jim Gilhouse and myself, we're going to have one of the co-founders of the Yoli Corporation, one of the most interesting type of network marketing companies out there. They created a new hybrid compensation plan. They created a new delivery system for their product. They got Carl Lewis as one of their formulators. And it's an interesting and great company, but what's going to be fun is having Darren on. Darren Falter happens to have written a book on how to find the right network marketing company. I'm getting ready to put some new trainings up on MLM Help Desk that were done by Darren on compensation plans and understanding compensation plans. It's going to be a powerful show. You need to get on that show, be on that show, because he's going to go through and we're going to talk about what to look for in a network marketing company, what to look for in compensation plans, what are the ahas, what are the I gotchas. We want to cover all this stuff because it's what it takes for you to take your business, for you to take your career to the next level. Here's the other thing. He's the CEO of a multi-million dollar company that launched less than a year ago. If you're in a brick and mortar business, you need to be on this call because he's going to teach you how to do that. Their first office they called the Yoli House because they couldn't afford a big office building just getting started, but they knew if they could have a home in the area where they wanted to build their office or take over the office space that they could bring people and talk to them, and that's what they did. And then he also knew that, you know what, businessmen sometimes they get too busy and they don't eat right. So one of his founders is a gourmet chef. And Rick makes all the food for him. And people brag about Rick's food like crazy. It's going to be a fun, fun show to say the least. Folks, I appreciate you. You know, doing this show, Radio for Your Mind, has helped me grow over the last year. It's helped me become a better person. And I want to thank you all. Next week, we'll be starting a brand new book. Not going to tell you what it is, but you're going to love it. And it's just, we've kind of taken the show in this direction where we review books and we get you out there because I believe that you as a person will grow by the knowledge and the wisdom you gain by other people, not just from me or not just from Gilhouse. And that's why we do the training the way we do. So have an awesome weekend. Be back here Monday morning for Radio for Your Mind. Live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll see you at the top. Bye now.